Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, talk to us about these ladies in India.
Yes. You know, there is a movie that's coming out. It's actually a film, a documentary that's put out by Gospel for Asia. And the founder of that ministry is pretty awesome, K.P. Yohannan. God has used them for many years to raise up missionaries that actually live in the land. I mean, so they raise them up.
Indigenous,
that's the
tough word.
It just
never comes up.
Never comes up.
By the way, when you do hear indigenous ministry, they're talking about raising up someone in that culture who loves Jesus, who can speak that culture's language. And for years I heard that. Nobody took the time to explain, you know, got to be an indigenous missionary. What does that mean? I don't know. You know?
Well, they have it down. I mean, I wish we could talk more about them. We will at another time. But this ministry has put out this film to educate us, believers, and the world, really, of what is happening to women across the world, and particularly India. And you're looking at dowry-related homicide, bride burning, and sex trafficking. And these are horrific, horrific, horrific things that are happening to women, that are happening to children. And it just reminds me that, you know, the Word God says that we are made in the image and the likeness of God.
Yes.
And Satan does everything that he can to destroy you, us, everybody, because we're humans, because we're made in God's image and likeness. And this starts from the womb all the way to the end.
Which a lot of Indian girls don't make it out of the womb, right?
That's right. And so this is important for us to know and get educated and be informed about it so that we know what we can do in our involvement, because it's impossible to have compassion about something you know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, you know, watching and being educated and viewing someone else's pain and struggle really helps you to have empathy and find out what's going on. I want you to listen to, and I want to make this available for you on The Torch, this documentary, as they share briefly a little bit about what's all about this.
And remember, it's 1 billion, over 1 billion people, population there. So when you're talking about a mass number of women.
And a third of that population is in poverty. They have a caste system. I mean, it's a very rough, rough place to live.
Right. 300. This, the population of America is in poverty there.
Wow.
We have 300 million. Watch this.
There once lived a king in the enchanted land known as India.
One of the most culturally vibrant countries in the world today, India is a cross-section of modern ingenuity and ancient tradition. Although hailed as the largest democratic nation on earth, one-third of the world's impoverished are living within its borders. The 2012 gang rape of a young woman on a bus in Delhi ignited a firestorm of international headlines. This violence of oppression against the women of India is a problem that has spanned centuries. This cultural persecution follows women from their birth, overshadowing their entire life, until death. Is there a solution to this societal injustice? Hope is on the way. There is a remnant of women rising from the ashes, restoring worth and dignity to generations of broken women and shattered lives. From the producers of the critically acclaimed film Kim Jong-Ilia, take a journey into the heart of tragedy. Witness the adversity, the triumph. The Women of a Forgotten World.
In a society dominated by men and ruled by a culture of gender segregation, how is it even possible to reach out and help these oppressed women?
Hi, I'm Natalie Grant, and for more information about this film, please visit veiloftearsmovie.com.
My goodness.
Amazing, isn't it? Movie's going to be shared across 19 cities. There's an opportunity for your gathering, your local church, to have it played there as well. We're going to have all this stuff available for you on the torch. But just gets me to think. I mean, you really see that suffering and see people that are hurting, and particularly these women, forced abortions, prostituted, burned. Makes you say, my goodness, Lord, you know, what can I do to get involved? And whenever we are exposed to these type of things where we're, you know, God allows us to experience someone else's pain, and particularly what's happening with these women, there's always three things that we can do. One of the things that you can do is help inform and educate people of this play, you know, sharing this information, getting people to see the movie, letting others know what's happening can bring more help for these women. The other thing you can always do is give of yourself, give financially. How can you be invested in helping to save children and women that are being trafficked all over the world? And we do have some ministries that you can support. Exodus Cry is one of those ministries that goes to rescue women and children that are being trafficked all over the world. And of course, the most important thing that you can always do is pray.
Right.
But now you can pray with compassion and empathy and with a true understanding of what's happening, because there is hope, and I'm excited about that. You know, that God has a plan for Indians. There's 1 billion of them in the world.
Right.
God has a plan for them, and we can reach them. We can reach them for the Lord.
I like what Penny Nance, president, CEO of Concerned Women for America, says. Yeah, we pray, but when we get off our knees, we go do something about
That's
it.
That's right. Mm.
And, you know, there is something you could do about it. Our poorest person in our nation, in America, the poorest now, which is, you know, probably not listening right now, so you're not that's not you,
right?
You know, is richer than what, 75% of the world's population? 75% of 7 billion folks, which means the majority of India, these one, which means you could do something. A dollar goes a long ways.
Sure does.
In India, and that's the conversation in India, as you're hearing right now, those that are concerned, you're seeing it's about, how do I live and not die? How do I keep someone from killing me in the womb just because I'm female? How do I keep somebody from abusing me and selling me and all this in India? Now, the conversation in America is with female is, we don't think you should use the word bossy.
Right.
And this is really what's happening as we speak right now. Yeah. The president of Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, CEO.
CEO of Facebook, she says, you know, she's pushing this agenda that you don't think you should call, you know, the word bossy should be ruled out in the workplace. Why hundreds of millions of women are going, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, what have we come to? We need to go rescue. Those are the women we need to rescue.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talking about being bossy, this culture in India, it just is lording over and oppressing women. We need to take our wealth and our resources and our talents, humble ourselves, and go over there and say, you know what? We can help you, ma'am. We can help you get in business. We can encourage you to have your child over here and not kill her in her womb because she's a lady. And you know, all these, this whatever's going on here is telling you to take that child. We can bring water to your village.
That's right.
You know, these different, we can bring power to your village, electricity. And instead, you know, our narrative in America is, you know, I don't want you using the word bossy, which puts it into perspective, you know, that we're not in touch with as Christians. And that's not saying, I don't know where the CEO of Facebook stands in regards to that, but as Christians, us, you know, that's the bigger thing.
That's right.
That's the bigger thing is these women in India. So make sure. No, the name of the movie again is?
Veil of Tears.
Veil of Tears. But you can find out more about that at
The Torch. We'll have everything listed for you at VFNTV.com. You can go to The Torch, and we'll have everything listed for you.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.